Thank you and good afternoon. Sunday night, deputies responded to an assault in a trailer park located at Boone Drive and King Salmon. Deputies contacted the victim, who said she was attacked by her neighbor, 42-year-old Amber Allen. The victim has had numerous arguments with Allen in the past about Allen's 13-year-old son feeding the victim's dog without her permission. The victim caught Allen's son feeding her dog again and ordered the boy to stay away from her trailer, which prompted Allen to confront the victim with an expandable metal baton. The victim said she was attacked by the baton, and when both women fell to the ground, Allen's son kicked the victim in the head. She was also sprayed in the face by Allen with pepper spray. Deputies later located and arrested Allen for assault with a deadly weapon. A single vehicle collision on Highway 36 east of Swimmer's Delight Saturday night sent three people to the hospital and resulted in the arrest of the driver of a pickup truck after a fourth person died at the scene. The CHP reports that Cade Chandler was driving too fast to negotiate a curve in the roadway and his truck left the road. It collided with a redwood tree before overturning and rolling down an embankment. One of three passengers, 19-year-old Kendra Lewis of Blue Lake, was found dead at the scene. Chandler and passenger Savannah Kindred were both ejected from the truck. Both suffered major injuries and were taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital. The third passenger suffered minor injuries. Chandler was arrested on suspicion of felony DUI. Friday night, 54-year-old Eureka resident Jerry Dean Hathcock was headed eastbound on Highway 299 near the Lord Ellis Summit on his motorcycle, when 24-year-old San Francisco resident Andrew Kerrigan was headed westbound and attempted to pass two cars at a curve in the roadway across the double yellow line. After passing the first car, Kerrigan was then in the lane in which Hathcock was traveling, and despite taking evasive measures to avoid a collision, Hathcock's motorcycle was hit by Kerrigan's car. Hathcock was knocked off his bike and suffered fatal injuries at the scene, while Kerrigan was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. DUI is not suspected as a factor in the crash. Lawyers for the family of 22-year-old Tommy McClain, who was shot and killed by Eureka police officer Stephen Linfoot last September, have filed a claim for damages. Named in the lawsuit are Linfoot, Sergeant Brian Stevens, the City of Eureka, and the police department. A federal wrongful death lawsuit will be filed in the coming weeks. The lawyers argue that Linfoot shot McClain while McClain had his hands up and did not pose an immediate threat to anyone at the scene. McClain's parents have filed a $10 million wrongful death lawsuit. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two people were arrested and a stolen truck was recovered over the weekend. Dan Squire has more.
A CHP officer on patrol near Sproul Creek Road on Sunday morning watched as the driver of a stolen pickup truck with an ATV loaded in the bed, Seth Robert Morton, make an illegal turn by crossing the divided lanes of Highway 101 from the southbound lanes to the northbound lanes. The officer initiated a traffic stop, but Morton drove away instead, leading the officer on a pursuit that began at Sproul Creek and ended near Bell Springs Road. After Morton left the roadway, he and his passenger, Kaylee Sue Ann Griffith, attempted to hide the stolen Chevy pickup under some branches and brush. Morton and Griffith then fled the scene on the ATV with the keys to the stolen Chevy in their possession. With assistance from sheriff's deputies and CHP air assets, Morton and Griffith were spotted riding the ATV in an area near Harris Road, and they were taken into custody. The owner of the stolen Chevy was brought to the scene to identify his vehicle, and a search at the scene turned up other stolen items, along with marijuana and heroin. Morton and Griffith were both booked into county jail.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning to the public regarding a reoccurring phone scam. A caller will claim that they are employed by the sheriff's office and will tell the victim that they did not show up for jury duty or that they owe some type of fine. The caller will then ask for the victim's credit card number. If you experience this type of phone call, you are asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.